The resurrection is an indication to us that what God has required, Jesus has paid. And so Jesus appears alive. He appears in a variety of settings. He tells Thomas, go ahead, touch me. The disciples go fishing. He starts a fire and cooks some fish and says, come eat with me. I'm not just some ghost, I am real. And then he is taken up passively. It mentions he is taken up into heaven. And then he goes into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. Now, I've included on that set of notes a number of the scriptures that talk about sitting at the right hand of the Father. What does that mean? Well, Matthew Henry says this, that he was to be advanced to the highest honor, entrusted as an absolute sovereign power, both in heaven and on earth, to sit at my right hand is important. Sitting is a resting posture. After his services and sufferings, he entered into rest from all his labors. But it is also a ruling posture. He sits to give law, to give judgments. It is a remaining posture. He sits like a king forever. Sitting at the right hand of God denotes both his dignity and his dominion, the honor placed upon him and the trust reposed in him by the Father. All the favors that come from God to man and all the service that comes from man to God pass through his hand. At this point, Jesus now sits at the right hand of the Father. And this is not some nominal thing where, you know, he's got angels coming along to serve him grapes while he just kind of lounges with a controller in his hand. There is a great deal that he is doing there. The symbolism of him ruling from a throne is significant. And he is sitting, he is abiding, he is there. At one point, he gave up all his authority to the Father to come down as man. And when he was resurrected, the Father gave all authority back to him. And he sits now in the heavens, not just wasting time, but ministering. He ministers as the prime minister. He is the one at the right hand of the Father, the first one looked to. What should be done here? More than just the prime minister, he's as the valued counselor, the intercessor. He is prophet, priest, and king. You know, in the military, they teach you that if you're an officer, listen to your sergeants. Your sergeants will keep you alive. You may know how to lead men, but they are the boots on the ground who have experience as to what kind of trail to go down, where to look for a tripwire, what to do when fire starts to break out and things get a little crazy. Your sergeants will keep you alive. And when our cases appear before the Father, it is Jesus who says, that one's mine. They're in process. I paid for that. And the Father says, all right. All right.